I know he's well ahead in the polls for a Republican primary, but do you believe there is a chance that former President Donald Trump might be going to prison? 800-859-0WJR. The former White House attorney believes, yeah, he probably is going to end up in prison. Ty Cobb, the coolest name, I think, for an attorney to have, says he believes there's a plethora of evidence and that the case that really is going to do him in is a classified document case, Kevin. And that one, he believes, has the most teeth, the most likely to do him in.
Well, Tom, the mantra of the left is clear. Get Trump, get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. I think the only way the left thinks they can keep Donald Trump out of the White House is if he is locked up in a prison. Enter the case of mishandling classified documents. Some legal experts, like you said, say there's evidence of a crime and even a likelihood of a conviction in this case. We don't hear much of that talk about Joe Biden's classified documents. So because of that and other reasons, conservatives, Trump supporters are likely going to call this a witch hunt, and they're likely going to stand by their man. Join us now is Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great.
Well, you know the law. When you look at the law here, do you believe there's evidence? Do you believe Trump might be in trouble here of a conviction?
You know, guys, when we last spoke about the first indictment that took place up in New York, I thought that was the weakest of all. And I said I thought that this case, the one with the classified documents, seems to be that probably the one that's most potent or has the most teeth. And the reason why is because of the aggravating factors. I don't quite understand, you know, what the skullduggery that's been taking place or who's advising the president, if anyone can advise President Trump to do anything. But it's the not only the mishandling, but you look at a few things. One, he was subpoenaed, and then he basically thwarts the subpoena or obstructs the subpoena for the documents. And then you have the conflict between what his attorneys have been touting, saying it was an accident, he didn't know about it. And then all of a sudden, what does he say in an interview recently is that, well, yeah, I knew about it. Everybody knew about it. I had pictures of them, boxes of them being taken, and I had a right to take them. So his own confessions hurt him dramatically with this case. I think that those aggravating factors of, you know, not complying with the request, one, lying about the, you know, the documents, and the fact that he admits to having the documents is really the crux of why this case would get charged. And he, you know, is in peril of facing, you know, his second indictment here. So that this is the case of all the cases being investigated. I thought and think this case would be the first, or at least one of the most potent ones, that they're investigating. You know, you obviously have Georgia and, you know, you have January 6th, but I don't know where those cases are going to go. I you know, obviously there's been a lot of already grand jury testimony down in Georgia, and that hasn't been, no trigger has been pulled there. And I raise an eyebrow to that. But this case with the documents seems kind of simple to me.
So,
as far as the prosecutor goes.
So Donald Trump acted differently than Joe Biden did or Mike Pence did because they cooperated once these documents were identified. I understand that. But what I don't understand is for Biden and Pence, you know, Donald Trump has some argument that he can declassify these documents and has a right to have them. He can make that argument anyway. Biden cannot. And Mike Pence cannot. It seems to me like in their cases, it's like you commit a bank robbery and they say, oh, you have all this money. And you say, oh, well, here, let me help you collect it and give it back. And then there's no charges. Why is it okay for Biden and Pence to break the law, but not Donald Trump?
It's not okay for anyone to break the law. But look at the factors. There's the qualifying factors. Usually when you cooperate and you participate and you say, here, yes, come in, and you know, you do all the things necessary. You know, you are not prosecuted, and there isn't like this intent, this mens rea. The other part of it is, you know, who did Trump show it to? He says, I have the right to show it to anybody. The other part of declassifying or classifying documents, he did not have the right at that time to declassify the documents, to take them out of his out of the White House or out of the presidential nomenclature, the statute for which where they had to go. So he didn't have that purview. You're right. A vice president does not have the right to declassify documents. The fact that classified documents are found in both, you know, I mean, I don't know all the facts on the Biden situation, but it seemed to me they were found in a garage in his Corvette or something. I just couldn't believe the carelessness of where these documents were found. But again, you know, the aggravating factors of the cooperation and the like, I always go back and I explain to my clients whenever there's a proffer, whenever there's a debriefing, you don't want to be the Martha Stewart case, right? She got prosecuted for a lie to the agents at the time about a stock trade and ownership and the cover up. You can't thwart that portion or obstruct the government, the feds, when, you know, they're looking for or doing an investigation. That portion of it is two prongs. It aggravates the offense. One, two, it's obstructing what, you know, law enforcement's supposed to do. So, albeit you can't speak with forked tongue, you know, there's no green pass or pass for anyone else that does this. But when you look at the history of this prosecution, of this type of case, usually it deals with the volume, how many documents you have, right? How big is the storage for what you've taken? And you've seen the Espionage Act triggered on people that have stolen or taken classified documents when they haven't had the ability to do so. And two is the movement, the hiding, the putting them in your drawer or your safe, or those types of things, that aggravating factor where you're trying to thwart the obstruction, the investigation from going forward of finding these classified documents.
Yeah. So, well, to that point, Joe Biden has had boxes in a variety of different locations as he was vice president, even as a U.S. senator. He had them in Washington, D.C., in an office there. He had them in Delaware at his home and also the University of Delaware, boxes of what appear to be classified documents. Do you have any faith? We only have about 3 seconds left, that the DOJ will be going after him or anybody else who did the same thing.
Do I have faith in that?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. Didn't think so. Appreciate it very much. As always, Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good to talk to you again, Todd. Thanks.
Pleasure's mine, guys. Be well.
All right. You do the same. Be well as well. 800-859-0957 is the phone number. 800-859-0WJR.